Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. We're live at the Greater Decatur YMCA. This hour, more of our remix contestants. Molly, our trainer, joins us. Plus, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and that Heinkel's Hero Holiday Pack. All of that starting right now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, it is Wednesday before the holiday. I think everybody needs like a five-day weekend, four-day weekend just to take a chill. It's been a rather crazy time for everyone, and it is now time to gather and give thanks and do all of those things that you do over the holiday weekend. I always think that Thanksgiving isn't necessarily – I mean, it is a holiday and it is a break, but it's not really a break because you have to perform. I mean, it's not like a day where you have the day off and you sleep in. You know, I mean, everybody's up early. They're cooking. They're hosting. They're doing all the things that come with Thanksgiving. You have family around, and family's great for a while. And you have all of these things that factor in. Is this the most stressful holiday we have all year?
It is.
Yeah, right? I mean, absolutely. I can't imagine. And I don't have to do anything, really. I mean, we just go somewhere, you know, where the family is, and we eat, and the food is great, although – you're just totally destroyed the rest of the day because you're not just eating like this in your normal day-to-day life. Although we did have the Thanksgiving luncheon yesterday at the Civic Center. I'm amazed, by the way, let me introduce our guests so you know who we're talking to, Lindsay. I apologize. We have Molly, who you were here a little later this morning because you had some stuff going on. Are you an early riser?
Over the years, I've become an early riser.
Me too. I'm still not one by nature.
Yeah. No.
Sounds crazy, right? I do a show that starts at 6 a.m. Yeah. And to this day, 22 years later, I do not enjoy getting up in the morning. I'd rather do something a little later, but I have to because it's my job, so I get it. So Molly is with us and has been with us for the last 12 weeks, and we'll get into all that. The last video has been reshared on the Nowdecatur Facebook page if you want to check it out. But also joining us is Beth Nolan and Katie Anderson, a couple of our participants. You know, I think Thanksgiving is a stress-filled day.
It is.
Right?
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of, you know, cleaning and then cooking and then the family dynamics come in. I mean, and I'm trying this year to be very proactive in terms of, okay.
Are you hosting?
I am.
And whose bad idea was that?
It was mine, and I'm instantly regretting it. You know, now that I say that, but again, I'm going in this year. We get to celebrate with family. I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful that we're able to host and have people over. And I'm really trying to go with a positive attitude.
It's hard. I'm telling you, it is a stress-filled day, even without, like, drunken relatives. I mean, you know, there's people that have it. They take it to another level, right? I mean, where you, like, you end up getting arrested. There's fights. There's always that, like, that holiday story. We used to have a segment years ago we do where people would call in and tell their horrible family stories.
That's
on Thanksgiving.
And
it's more widespread than you think. Law enforcement's involved, and often – and so it's not as bad as it could be, is all I'm saying. No one will probably be arrested
right
at your house tomorrow.
Yeah,
there you go. But I was listening to the minister yesterday who was a very tall preacher. I don't know why. I think being tall and being a preacher is effective, like being a principal. I think there's certain things that I couldn't do. You know what I mean? Like stand behind a pulpit. The pulpit would be taller than I was. You know, but when you stand over it with authority. But he was from St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and his name is Eric Tricky. And he really did, he's suffering, going through cancer. And he talked about it in a very personal way yesterday. But he said that, you know, you decide most days, it's up to you whether you start that day or live that day thankful or angry or bitter. I mean, that sometimes you just have a bad day and there's nothing you can do about it. But most days, you have control over whether that day is going to be one filled with thanks and gratitude or whether that day is going to be like I'm just angry about something or mad about something. And it sort of really hit home with me. I mean, that is absolutely true. We give so much power to other people.
His speech really resonated with me.
Didn't it?
Because, you know, that's what you choose at a particular time to have a certain attitude about something. And you can either make it negative or you can make it positive. And it's so true that if you're positive, people want to be around you. And if you're negative, it's just really like...
Well, I sat up on the stage thinking to myself, if this guy can be this way about cancer,
exactly.
Crying out loud, why can't I be this way about Facebook?
I mean,
you know, it's like...
it snapped everything into perspective in like one moment. You're like, oh,
yes.
Well, never mind. I'm not going to complain about anything today.
All right, Katie, you're going to have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow. And
yeah,
family's going to be wonderful.
Exactly.
And food's going to turn out great. And everything's going to be fine. There were like 800 people there at the Civic Center yesterday. It was just packed. It's this great. I think there's room for traditions that last in a community. Some things have a shelf life and go away. But this is 66 years and running where there's still 800 people that gather on a Tuesday to be thankful for things in the community. And I thought Dave Kuczynski did a great job summing that up in the speech as well. Beth, you're a community server. I mean, you're somebody who gives back. I mean, would you agree with all of that?
Yeah, but to tie it back to the remix, like, that is the attitude I go in with every day. Like, I can either choose to go work out or I can choose to not work out. And it is my choice, and I have to
choose to enjoy it.
And choose to enjoy it. And I think that that thankfulness and that gratitude and the attitude for the rest of the day, endorphins help fuel that.
Totally.
Yeah, but you read studies, and human beings aren't hardwired to make that decision. It's crazy, right?
Right?
I mean, it's why
it's
so many
people.
It's a daily battle. It's why so many people don't. Your brain will tell you, don't go work out.
Right.
I mean, I read this entire study. I mean, literally, that through the evolution of mankind and where we are today versus where we started, your brain tells you every day, hey, you don't need to do that. You can, I mean, all those feelings you have, and we all have them, are natural. I mean, it's what comes to you naturally because we don't have to hunt and gather and kill to live. Everything's a microwave away or an airplane flight away, and life is so convenient. Yet we do have problems in this country, and part of the reason that we did this was not only for ourselves, but for everyone else. And if you look at, for the first time in a long time, Molly, they changed literally, they used to do these like presidential the physical fitness guidelines. Remember when you're in grade school?
Oh, I remember those.
They still do the testing in school.
They
I
do
I always flunked it.
Do you remember wall sit?
Did you
remember that distinctly?
And pull-ups, you had to do like 12 pull-ups as like an 8-year-old girl.
Yep.
That wasn't in the cards.
No.
Well, they literally, the federal government announced new physical fitness guidelines for the first time in a long time, but less than a third of Americans and only 1 in 5 teenagers will meet those guidelines. Now, this is different than it used to be. I know we all look back at it and have those memories, but it wasn't 1 in 5 kids.
Sure.
I mean, it was the other way around. It was 1 out of 5 that couldn't, meet the guidelines.
That would have been me.
That was Beth. But you could do it now. But we've got a problem. I see it in our household, not in his weight or his, because he has DNA. I mean, metabolism that doesn't do it. But if he were to be the other way, he wouldn't be able to get off a chair. I mean, because he just wants to sit and play video games all day long. They don't go outside in the summer. I mean, we would leave the house, as soon as we could leave the house, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about every step of your life, and this is all to your family coming over point, when you could get out of the house on your own, you were gone. When you could get on a bike, a bicycle, that was freedom. When you got a learner's permit and a driver's license, that was freedom. Everything was about getting out of the house and staying out of the house as long as you could, right?
Yeah.
Now they don't want to leave. It's a problem, Molly. What do we do?
We made it too nice for them.
What?
We made it too nice for them. Get out. Go on.
Well, I don't know what we do. I don't have the answers.
No, but no motivation from the trainer this morning. I love it.
But
hey,
what?
It's early, Brian.
I have pie on my brain.
Yeah.
Like pie. Like, where's the pie?
But with working out, you have to do it. It has to become part of your lifestyle. Like, it's so cliche, right. But and if you look at it as, oh, I have to go work out, and, it's not part of your regular routine, it's going to be more challenging.
Right.
But if you just know, every day I'm going to try to do something, it's just natural. And honestly, when you work out enough, you get to the point where if you don't do it, that feels strange. And that's a good place to be at.
Yeah, you just have to reprogram your brain to do the exact opposite of what it tells you to do. Do you have days where you get up and feel this way? Are you human?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have intentions. I have a little book. I wrote my work. Beth knows my
book.
Mm-hmm. Some days I'm like, yeah, this isn't happening.
It's a good thing you wrote that program out the night before, because when you get there the next day, it's like, ooh, do we really have to do this?
Someday. And you know what? That's okay. It's one day. So,
all right,
one day.
We're heading into a tough couple of days here,
yes,
for most
absolutely.
People. The diet part has not been hard for me. I mean, and that's not anything clever I've done. It's just that part's not hard. I'm a boring eater, and I'll eat the same things.
Yeah,
well,
no,
I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's to me, like, food is sustainability. Do I enjoy a nice meal? But it's not, I mean, that's not my, I don't have, like, cravings for sweets and stuff like that. So, I know.
That's enough. Humble brag. Come on, man.
There are some people.
Katie is the opposite.
Okay.
Complete opposite.
I work out so I can eat. Like,
that's great.
But it's so funny though. Like, you're fine with diet. My thing is, it's easy for me to work out. The food is like the portion control, the sweets. Oh my God.
It's crazy. You'll get people that don't mind burpees, but then people that hate burpees. Mm-hmm. Or there's people that don't mind this, but then, I mean, so everybody's got their own. You got to find your own sort of place in all of this. But it is systematic, right? I mean, it's having that process, which is, I think, is what the remix and all the challenges have been about building that sort of thing where at the end of 12 weeks or the end of, you know, almost 2 years, I mean, the system's in place for you. So you're kind of rehardwiring your brain to think in a different way. Is that the toughest thing for most people?
It is. It absolutely is. You know, but you have to think about it. If you only have 20 minutes during the day, you can do something in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, you don't need to come to the gym. You can do it at home. Mm-hmm.
So. Matt loves when you sell the why that way, by the way. I got to tell you. Yeah. But you're right.
Well, I'm speaking as a personal trainer.
But if Katie's traveling or Beth's traveling, I mean, you know, that comes into play. I mean, you're at a hotel, you're at a conference, most hotels have gyms, but even if they don't, you know, you can find some way to do something.
Absolutely. And that was kind of my goal with the challenge was to kind of give those tools to all the participants. So, you know, if you can't get here to the Y, hopefully you're coming to the Y, but if you can't get here, then what are you going to do?
That was so effective, though, because you learn these moves that you're like, oh, my God, that's so hard. I could do this for 15 minutes and really, you know, work up a sweat.
Right.
Well, it's been an amazing 12 weeks. We wrapped it up on Monday. The video is up on Nauticator.com and the Nauticator Facebook page. The competition thing, I wanted to be there for my team. I mean, right? I mean, the teammate thing is that, but I'm kind of over who wins or loses the challenge.
In my mind, this was a competition with myself. Like, could I get through these 12 weeks? Could I kind of restart and reprogram? And to me, like, I ended up a winner because I was good. Like, I did what I needed to do. I logged. I feel like I got back into the groove of things. And so I love Rachel, and she was very motivated on that Jacob's Ladder, getting all her points. But at the end of the day, like, to me, it was just the internal struggle of competing with myself.
Well, you got to watch the video because Rachel broke up with Jacob at the end of that video because it was a short-term fling. But I saw Monday, I should say. I keep thinking yesterday was Monday. There was a lot of competitiveness going on. You bring those stupid games out, and I mean, everybody turns into an 8-year-old kid. What is that?
I don't know.
It was intense. Matt Hall with the cone grab. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He gets
like he was in my face. I was like, oh my God. It's just like this bear swipe came out of nowhere and grabbed that cone. It was amazing.
Yeah. Are we sort of hardwired for that still? I mean, no matter how old you get, you still go back to the playground?
I think some people are.
I mean, Kara Lee.
Some are not.
For instance, Kara Lee was like kind of over it, but you bring out those games and she was
hilarious.
She was intense. I mean, I was watching her.
I will tell you that I went head to head with Kara Lee and every time. Okay, I'm going
to
explain ourselves. Literally head to head. You had to line up across the line and there was a cone in between you and you had to like do a in a squat position and Matt Whitehead, who I guess has been banned from doing games for risk management reasons, he would call out, like, you'd have to touch your knees, you'd have to touch your shoulders, you'd have to touch your head. And then when he'd yell cone, there's one cone in between the two of you, and you had to reach down and swipe the cone. So it was who had the fastest reaction. And I will tell you that Kara Lee was not only – we were supposed to have chest up, heads up. Kara Lee was completely over the cone. And every time when he said head, she hit me in the head. That's how
– she was in there.
She was like, had her head on his head.
Yeah.
Like she could just headbutt him out of the way. I mean, she was serious. I'm like, whoa. And she even beat Matt Hall.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. And it's always those surprising workouts when you go home and you look later at night and your Fitbit or whatever you use goes, wow, you burned a lot of calories. And you didn't realize it because you're just having fun. I saw Katie yesterday. I'm like, are you sore today? Because it didn't feel like we worked out.
So sore. My back, that crab walk.
The crab walk.
Oh, my God, my triceps. It was like so amazing how sore I was.
Things that were so intuitive when you were 8 or 9 years
exactly.
old. That, and you go, oh, well, I can do that. That was nothing. And you realize, wow, we really wasted our 8 and 9 year olds.
I should have been doing crab walks all the time when I was a kid.
Check out the video. Lindsay did a nice job with that. Now, step up for your teammate, Blake. I feel so bad for him because, like, your team was a little dysfunctional. I mean, we're not going to lie. But it's like everybody, when push comes to shove, it was Blake's fault. Now, I can't believe one guy caused all the dysfunction on your team.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
I contributed.
Okay.
Other people did, too.
So.
No, he. I don't know. He's good on camera. I'm not sure. I don't know why. I don't know why the video.
Now he
like,
is the only out of all of us former actual athlete. I mean, this guy
Correct.
Played football in college. you know, he's young, and a good guy, by the way. But for some reason, Lindsay and Abby and anytime they could to like you know like throw him under the bus, they did. Now, yesterday Abby suggested or Monday suggested that you stacked the team.
I did not. I took a lot of thought into the teams. I really did, and so I thought it was fair.
You know what was interesting about our team? This is what I really appreciated. For the individual bonus challenges, everyone stepped up and had a strength. Like, I logged a fair amount of, you know, miles spinning on the bike. Matt White had killed it with the rowing. You had Rachel and Jacob Litter. Like, everyone just sort of, like, you know, rose to the occasion for different challenges to support each other as a team. And Matt Hall was an amazing team leader.
He was very encouraging. He was.
So, and, you know, and just in a positive way, not, oh, you're not doing this, keep doing it. It was just like, come on, guys,
that
you're doing
was
a great
for your
job.
Team, Lindsay.
It was definitely two different types of dynamics, I'm not going to lie.
Well, what was interesting is we would sort of like, there were this email exchange, be like, okay, you know, somebody's got this, or like, I'm traveling, but I've got this, and there was constant communication. It was like, from your team, I got like, we don't like biking.
No, it was like there was always a panic, like, right before that Monday or whatever. Is anybody have anything to put in the spreadsheet? Because we are really not looking good. Yeah,
wow.
It was different.
In fairness to the folks who have been doing this every challenge, you know, for every challenge for almost 2 years, I mean, there is a point where you just sort of, so we're recharging over the holidays. It's important, though, I hope everyone on both teams has a plan, you know, over the next 8 weeks to really make sure they're sticking with it. Because, man, it doesn't take long. I mean, even if you've been doing it for 2 years, it does not take long to get off. Yeah, and it happens. Life happens. It gets in the way. You start to let it get in the way, and a week turns into 2 weeks, and all of a sudden it's 8 weeks, and it's like starting all over again. Is that the toughest thing for human beings? I mean, you're not human. I mean, you are human, but you're not human in this area. You're the only person I know
Surprise.
That can do. No, come on. You do all of these things. You're the
she
only person that can do like rope climbers and not look like a complete idiot. I mean, everybody else looks stupid doing
it. She is superhuman.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just like everybody else.
That's not true.
No.
That is not true.
This is a compliment.
Yes.
By the way. We're trying to say nice things.
I mean, you can do everything and make it look like it should be done, and that makes sense, and the body looks that way, and everybody else tries it and goes, man, this is ridiculous.
But that didn't happen overnight.
Okay.
So it's practice. It's just, you know, I put exercise on my schedule just like you would put a meeting on your schedule. That's
It's true. You have to plan ahead.
Absolutely.
You have to schedule it. Like, if you know you're going to be traveling, okay, what times are my meetings? Can I get in 30 minutes in the morning? Do I have a lunch break? Like, you just have to think ahead, just even a little bit, by like a day. And that makes all the difference because, again, you know what's coming up.
Right.
I plan to do it at this time, and I need to do it.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So how have you guys are both, everybody's very busy. Molly's very busy. Everybody's busy. Life is busier today than it was 30 years ago, right? I mean, I think that's a fair thing to say. People are doing more in their jobs. You know, there's fewer people. I mean, people are multitasking more. You've got social media. You've got kids, family. I mean, none of that has changed. Life is busy for everyone and busier for some if you're more, you know, out there doing things. How do you fit it all in? I mean, you've got a lot on your plate.
Well, I have gotten really good because of this, of blocking my lunch hour. So I don't do lunch meetings.
I haven't had lunch in a restaurant in probably a year and a half.
Nope. And it helps on the calories, but that's also – like, I tried to come in this morning at 5:30 to work out with Julie Brilli, and I was
I set that
alarm one more time. But I know that I can get through a noon workout for the most part, at least three or four times a week. So.
I've done the exact same thing. I just don't put noon on my schedule at all, and that makes it a lot easier. And I would suggest people try that. Mm-hmm. I eat my lunch earlier than I used to, so I'm ready to go at noon, and it just works that way. So you find little tricks like that, right? But you're a mom. You're a school board member.
Yeah.
You've got a full-time job.
Yeah, and I will say we're here at the Y a lot at night for my kids' activities, and so it's real easy as we're trying to schedule, chauffeuring. Like, I'll just say, well, I got to get there early so I can get to a spin class, or I'm going to go and hit the gym while the kids are swimming. So,
all right.
It is hard, though. And I think it's just a function of trying to keep it different every time. Like, I can't go to spin class every single night, not like Katie. and so I need to figure out ways to mix that up.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up and let Katie and Beth get on with their busy day. Molly, going to stick around for a little bit, or you got another appointment?
I'm going to go work out.
Okay, great. See?
Look at that.
I've got pie tomorrow.
What does that mean?
I'm eating pie tomorrow.
It's planning. You know you're going to have that pie. You got to do that workout.
You bet.
So you do the workout ahead of the splurge rather than after the splurge.
And after the splurge. Yes. So Jacob and I, we have a date this morning.
Oh, nice.
Don't tell Rachel. He moved on quickly.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 44 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 28. For your Thanksgiving Day, sunshine, highs near 50. And Friday, rain likely in the afternoon, increasing clouds and highs near 51. It is 29 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Does business take you to St. Louis? Let Cape Air take you there instead with fast, hassle-free flights between Decatur and St. Louis Lambert International Airport, starting at just $29 each way. Day trips are even more affordable with free parking in Decatur. Streamlined security lets you connect to anywhere in the world with ease. We've just added more flights. Book yours today at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR.
Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
For well over a century, the Gerber State Bank has been committed to providing exceptional financial services to its customers. Founded in 1887, Gerber State Bank is one of the oldest independently owned and operated community banks in Macon County, with offices in Argenta and Oriana. Currently, Gerber State Bank is providing to individuals a 2% annual percentage yield CD for a 2-year term. Stop in today at bank at 795-2331. Minimum CD deposit $1,000.
Cooking, that's all I could think about. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, family, parties, dinners. Well, we needed a new stove and microwave. That's all there was to it. So off to the stores we went. After checking everybody's best deals, we decided Dick Van Dyke Appliance World beat them all. We got a beautiful GE True Convection stove in that new slate color and a matching over-the-range microwave with super easy clean interior. And we saved over $1,000 on the set. They came with that exclusive free Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan and no interest financing too. I can't wait to start my holiday cooking. Wow.
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during our Black November sale. Get 0% interest financing with approved credit and save over $1,000. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
This holiday season, send a taste of Central Illinois to friends, family members, or clients from Bun Gourmet. Choose from the Local Since Lincoln gift basket, the Taste of Bun Gourmet gift basket, or the Classic Pieces Collection gift basket. Whatever basket you send, it will be a gift they will love. Go to bunngourmet.com. That's bungourmet.com. And take advantage of this offer to save $5 off the purchase price. Bun Gourmet, local since Lincoln.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here at the Greater Decatur YMCA. We'll check in with Mark Tupper in just a couple of minutes. The Illini over in Hawaii. Boy, do I wish I was there. I can't do winter. I hate winter. Do you have that feeling already?
Yep.
Like you're confined to inside.
There's no sun.
Yeah. Well, there's sun today.
Today.
Look at that. There's actual sun coming in.
And it's already snowed. It's already snowed. We've already had like a big
snow. I thought you meant today while we were here. You just gave me like heart palpitations. Like, I mean, the older I get, the more I understand the whole Arizona, Florida thing. I never understood it as a kid. It's like, why are old people all mandated to go there when they reach a certain age? And it's like, now I know. I understand. That's a tough time of year, right? Holidays are tough. Give me some, all of us. Katie doesn't need any because she's a machine. Katie and Tangi, and then Rachel at the end, would like turn into the Terminator. It was like, I'm just going like, hey, you know, we got this. But most human beings going into this time of year, I always think we take this time of year off from this whole challenge thing, and this is the most dangerous time of year to take off, right? And it makes sense because you're tired and everybody needs a break and you got to have like a reset. But what should people do to be able to enjoy Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's without ending up on January 2nd going, man, I'm starting all over again?
I think Katie touched upon it. You know, just you've got to create some schedules. Get your exercise on your schedule. Do it. whether it's 20 minutes or an hour. You don't need to come in here and spend 2.5 hours.
No, and I'll tell you, it's harder to come here. Like, if there's snow and the weather's right. bad and you don't feel like dry. I mean, there's just mm-hmm. things this time of year that it's not the same as the middle of June, you know, right. where you don't mind, you know, getting out and getting about. Now, I'm thinking about running in the winter for the first time ever, and I don't know why. I see these people. I know why. I see these people, like, when I come to work in the morning in the wintertime, it is dark. And generally when I go home from work, it is dark, which is a really depressing thing. But I will still see people on Lakeshore Drive running, you know, at like 5:30 in the morning in January. And I think now, man, they're either completely insane or these are people to be admired and looked up to because this is go-getting it, you know, in January, right?
Right. I think they must really love to run.
You think so? Well, but all of this is an addiction of sorts, isn't it?
Correct. You know, you all kind of get to find your niche and...
I mean, it's a good addiction.
Correct.
If you have, I mean, people have addictive personalities, so if you're going to be addicted to something, this is something, and making something a part of your routine is like that.
Right, but you also have to be smart about it, too. You know, we've talked about rest days are extremely important, and so I see people here at the Y every day working out. Hard. Rest is very important.
Okay, so how many, so if you could put a perfect schedule together, and everybody's different, but just generically, a rest day, two rest days, I mean, what would you have people do depending on their age and how in shape they are and all
yes,
of that?
Lots of different factors associated with that, but typically we want someone, if you're looking for cardiovascular exercise, so 5 days a week, at least 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise.
And by the way, did you see the new study out this past week that says that weightlifting actually does more to lessen the risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, and cardio does. I mean, as standalone, it is a bigger impact on those than actual cardio workouts.
You're starting to hear more of that. Like, I was talking to a woman the other day who was telling me that when she works out, she never gets her heart rate above a certain level because that's supposed to be better for you. And this, you know, the weightlifting is good for bone density,
yes.
and especially as you get older. I'm seeing that more and more, but it's so hard because I'm personally programmed to do like hardcore cardio.
I think you got to do both.
Yeah.
I think you've often talked about, in fact, one of our 2 week challenges in this 12-week was the strength training because mm-hmm. a lot of people will just come in and get on a treadmill or ride a bike
right.
and not do
Very
any
important.
Actual weightlifting. I just only brought that up because it is important and reinforce what you've been saying to me anyway over the last 2 years. So 1 day a week, 2 days a week, your average person?
5 to 6 days per week.
I mean, as far as I was talking about rest days. But
oh,
yeah.
rest days,
yeah.
yes, absolutely. 2 days of strength training at least
okay.
is what recommended. I know a lot of people come in here and they're 6-7 days a week strength training. Well, probably need to, depending on the intensity as well. So lots of different factors associated with that.
Okay, but. So the personal training thing is, are you taking customers now or is your...
Am I?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I didn't know. Sooner or later, you get full. I would
Absolutely.
Imagine.
I will try to squeeze you in where I can.
How do you deal with people?
How do I deal with
I
people?
I don't know yes. how she deals with people. She is a saint. That's why.
Oh, yeah, that's not what you say during class.
I know, and that's why I think that she is, because I'm, like, yelling at her for 60 minutes, and yeah. she's still really nice to me.
I mean, I would think a trainer has to be, like, a bartender, or, like, I mean, there are certain jobs,
oh, yeah.
you know, where you hear everybody's story, people confide. It is sort of confessional. It is, I mean, it is sort of priest-like, right? Do you find
mm-hmm.
that? Like, when
mm-hmm.
you're working out with a, yeah. I mean, because you talk to them.
Right.
And it's usually in the middle of your day, and so whatever's going on in your day, or whatever's going on in your world, that sort of comes out. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it naturally comes out
yeah.
in a relationship like that more than it does other relationships. And I don't know why. Is that universal?
Well, you think about hairdresser.
Right.
Like, you
exactly.
have that same
well,
conversation.
Well, it's been a while.
I know. Okay. I was going to say, you don't have those conversations.
We do it the Brass Horn. That's our beauty shop.
There you go.
We just hang out and gossip
there
about
you go.
People.
So
is it like that kind of?
It is. You know, I have a couple of moms that come
yeah.
during the day, and that's their time for themselves. So they like to chat, and we work out at the same time. And so I've learned to deal with people over the years. I've worked in retail. I know how to deal with people. So
see, now you know what that makes me think, that she really doesn't like me at all. She just knows how to deal with me, right?
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. We chat music about music, and yeah, so it's interesting.
All right. Well, I hope that you have a great holiday. I'll be seeing you. I got to get my test on Tuesday. I haven't done this in a while.
Ooh,
have you done the actual?
Yes, quarterly. I'm due like in December. So if that's one way to keep you accountable during the holidays, like I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, have you done this?
What is this?
The embody.
The embody.
No, I don't think she's done it. I really want to.
Do this.
Okay.
It really, your training starts next week. You should do it.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. So what do I do?
Well, you just set up a time with Molly, and it takes like 15 minutes. I mean, it's really not a hard, but it is an amazing, the crazy thing is you'll find out where you're stronger left versus right. It gives you a total breakdown of, body fat and percentages, and it really does give you a start, right? I mean, where now you can compare everything to sort of that and where you are. It's pretty cool. It's one of the things the Y has here that you can't find elsewhere.
Right.
That's just I'm not sure how many people use it, but it's a great thing.
It's an awesome tool. So it gives you a starting point and next
Tuesday
week.
At 12:30. I probably won't eat like Monday or Tuesday. just to make up for.
I don't think that's.
Is that how it works? Is that will
no,
that really make?
Yeah. It won't fool it. No. All right, guys. Great time. Congratulations, teammate, for
the
win.
Thank
Sorry for the losing team.
That's all right.
But everyone was a winner. Everyone had fun, right?
That's absolutely. Right.
Some were more winners than others. That's
right,
okay.
Like our team.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
For those of you who don't believe in participation medals, I think it's important to note that there was a winner.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying. All right, Mark Tupper on the other side of the break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.